I posted something on social media yesterday that came from a speech by Churchill, Winston Churchill, and it was one of his shortest speeches ever delivered. I mean, really short, like about 4 minutes long. It was at a commencement for a college in late 1941, but before the U.S. got into the war, which came after December 7th. He was in a fairly good mood, but he had an admonition for those in the crowd that day, many who would soon go to war themselves. He said, never give in, never give in, never give in, never, 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 never give in. What was he talking about? Was he talking about the Germans? You know, the Blitz was on. Was he talking about something larger? Was he talking about giving in to your obvious fears? If you read the speech and you listen to it, it's a brilliant speech. Again, only 4 minutes long, a little bit longer than Gettysburg. I think he's also talking about fear, something that Franklin Roosevelt talked about during the Depression as well. And it can tie in with depression. It can tie in with a lot of different things. But fear attacks us. How we push back against fear is critical and the key. Dr. John Braccio is here this morning, Regional Psychological Services. I know he has many thoughts on this. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And as you mentioned Churchill and you mentioned Roosevelt, his big one, of course, on fear is the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. That was actually after the Pearl Harbor attack. But fear is something. It's partially instinct, you know, partially learned, partially taught. You know, we clearly have some instinctual things, like we tend to always have in our own mind the tiger chasing a saber-toothed tiger, if you will. And just being able to survive, you know, the fight or flight,
yeah,
you know, type thing. And I think we also have kind of, I call it fright, where we just kind of stop and aren't really sure, you know, what to do. So we just kind of, you know, sit and suffer, call it what you will, or just try to maybe wait and fight another day, but clearly just in the middle of the battle. But as a whole, fear is something that can be very debilitating. And particularly if humans have this ability to think and imagine and fantasize, if you will. And with that ability, we can often imagine things that we can be fearful about now or in the past or in the present as we think about things. So I think as we live a life, we need to always be functioning and working at taking what is a risk in life, what is something to be fearful of, what is something not to be. There are some people that don't have enough fears. They're kind of reckless. They just are willing to do anything. And then you have the other people that are afraid to leave the house and often produce the children when they go to school. They become school phobies because they've been so nurtured and cared for and taught to worry in the house that they can't function.
It doesn't mean you're not
out of the house.
Yeah, and Doc, it doesn't mean you're not intelligent or any. I want to say there was the famous author here who wrote the book Seabiscuit, Laura Hillebrand. Says I've had a fear of leaving the house. It doesn't mean that I can't sit down in front of a typewriter or a computer, but she had a very difficult time overcoming those fears, even in adult life.
Well, that is true, and fears that become totally irrational or unreasonable, if you will, then they become phobias. They go into a new state. But as a whole, most people lead a life. They may be fearful of giving a speech. They may be fearful of asking someone for a date. They may be fearful of traveling too far in their car or going in a plane. There are so many fears that people encounter. The main thing, really, if you want to live a happy life, is just try to relax, enjoy life, recognize there are certain risks. I mean, you can get hit by a meteor anytime, run over by a car, call it what you will. It's kind of taking a life where you take into account normal things that might happen, average things. You take some risks just by living every day, of course, in terms of living another day. So you might as well enjoy each day, take precautions, be prepared, but also be working on confronting fears, not letting fears control you, be able to do things, and just lead a happy life. Because, Dave, so many people have fears. They may not call them fears, but they worry about things, the what-ifers of the world. It leads to anxiety. It leads to depression. And this is what we really don't want. We want to be happy. We want to enjoy each day with a song in my heart, as the old song goes. And try to move forward that way, because when we are debilitated, when we are fearful to leave a house. We're fearful to go somewhere. We're fearful to talk to people, whatever it might be. There's so many things that slow people down. Really, in my office over the decades, have run into so many people that just have things that slow them down. Like they're afraid to even apply for a job because they would be embarrassed if they didn't get the job. So as a result, they don't get a job. And
yeah, but that's where you are now. That's where you are now. You don't have it now, so why not give it a go? I mean, you're no worse off than you are now, right?
Dave, you know, you're absolutely right, but that's not how a lot of people think.
Nah.
They feel. And then the worst thing is if you didn't apply and then you find out it was your job to have and then you end up working for someone who doesn't have your skill sets but got the job because you didn't apply for it, and maybe even worse, you don't get along with the person. I mean, so there's so many reasons to be trying, to moving forward, preparing, if you
sure.
will, and not being fearful. But fear is a great debilitator, and we have to work on it. If we see it in people we love and care for, we have to encourage them to be trying to do things and to try to put in perspective a fear. And just it's sounds like a funny thing, but there are so many people that are totally stopped and stymied in life because they have fears, many of which aren't even reasonable, but that is where they are. We don't want that. We want people to move forward and enjoy their life.
Yeah, you know, I remember when I was working with the state, we were going through a situation playing the what-if game, which you do to kind of play devil's advocate, different situations, and had a couple of lawyers in there, and I said, you know, this could happen. I don't want to horribilize. And one of them pointed and raised his hand and said, that's not really a word. I said, you've lived a charmed life if you can't horribilize something. Because we're humans. We have an imagination, and we tend to make things worse. But what was the movie, Doc? Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, they're standing on the cliff, and the posse's out to get them, and Robert Redford says to Paul Newman, he says, I can't go down there. I can't swim. I can't go down to the river. And Paul Newman's laughing. He goes, what's so funny? He goes, well, hell, the fall will kill you. Come on. I mean, you know, why be worried about something else? This will probably get you, but let's go. We don't have any other choice.
You know, when you really think of how short life is as you live it, you really want to not be taking huge risk and not be hurting other people, but you just really have to get a positive level of adrenaline going and get your life going and trying to do things and just lead as happy a life as you can. Way too many people, Dave, lead a life where they just don't enjoy themselves. And on their deathbed, they don't say, you know, I wish I had tried less things in my life. I wish I had. That people don't do that. People wish that they had tried things and they wanted to be more time with family, more time, call it what you will, doing things. But they stymied themselves through fears, through imagination, through things that weren't even real, but they were to them. And that is why it's important to be a reasonable risk taker and enjoy the joys and wonders of the earth that God already made. So it's here for us to enjoy and take advantage of if we're willing to confront things that could cause fear, but are really unreasonable things to have fear about in the world that we're in. It just doesn't make sense that happiness is right around the corner.
Yeah, maybe sometimes the adding one word instead of saying why, ? You just become more of a person who says why not?
Why not? Why,
and give it a right good go, whatever it might be. It might be a job. It might be a relationship. It just might be coming to grips with things that have held you back in your own life for maybe a lot of years. You see it, I know, with patients all the time. Getting past that is what allows them to get freedom going forward. And that's no small thing on this earthly core we all inhabit. Dr. John Braccio here, Regional Psychological Services. You know, you can always get the podcast. Many, many, many topics are listed there at drjohnb.com. It's always good to talk to you, my friend, as we get a week going again. A warm one here that's still to come.
Well, Dave, always a pleasure. Remember, one time around, and let's enjoy the ride
as it continues to go on its axis. And we're part of the show. This is 1320. This is the Morning Wake Up, and this is WILS.